Blog Talk Radio.
May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. Hello, good morning, happy 2012, happy new year, happy first Monday of the baby new year. So I'm just sending out hugs and kisses. Thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth, and I'm just so excited that 2012 is here now. And aren't you? I just posted like a YouTube vid on one of my Facebook pages of New Year's celebration in Dubai, I believe. I mean, it's just the beginning of the, every day of the year is fun and marvelous, right? Just to be here and to breathe and appreciate life and to just spread love, right? Because none of us spread hate, right? Okay, I know that's right. But thank you so much. My plans was to have my phone lines and my chat room open this morning. Believe it or not, Murphy's Law happens. You know Murphy's Law. What can happen will happen. Well, I was preparing for the show around 3:30 on my laptop, and I decided I wanted to scan for viruses on my laptop, and somehow I'm offline, and so I'm unable to get into my switchboard and take calls and so on, because we're talking about our New Year's resolutions, right, and our new goals, and also those that they don't set New Year's resolutions, because you can set goals anytime you feel ready, right? Just not at the beginning of the year, but anytime you get ready, you can tweak your goals and your plans. But I was like that. There was a time I was like that. I thought like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Really, that's a good mindset, because it doesn't put pressure on you. And yesterday, I was looking at Bink.com at a survey they had taken regarding the most popular resolutions. And also, just this morning, I received an email regarding the top 10 New Year's resolutions. But I'm going to talk about the Bing survey yesterday. So some of you probably have taken that survey and seen it yesterday also. Last time I checked it out was probably yesterday around 3 p.m. Central Time. And but it's updated like every minute. So when the Bing.com survey was like, asked the question, what's your resolution for 2012? And the top response was at 33%, and it was, I don't make resolutions. That way I don't feel bad about breaking them. That was the top response. The number two response was at 26% to lose weight. And the third response was 12% to get my finances in order. And I agree with the top response, because, I mean, you like setting up for, so sometimes I understand that sometimes it feels like you're setting yourself up for a downfall, but I'm definitely on that losing weight, and I'm definitely on get this. This is, you definitely get my finances straight. I'll put a happier smiles on my bank accounts, because they're very sad looking right now. And then the next most popular response was like other, I guess just different responses. Then after that was 6% to get a new job, and 4% to find love. You know, we're human. It's only human to love. And I'm a natural romantic. I'm romantically unattached. I'm not looking for love. I don't want to be blind if it's like standing right in front of me, like looking down my throat. You know, because I'm a human being. All of us are human beings, and even those that are like real poker face and like, oh, I'm not into all that love. Love keeps us alive, and you know, if it's general love or if it's romantic love. But this response is about to find love, romantic love. So 4% have made a resolution to find love, and we're really going to have topics this year in 2012 on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You see where my friend Reggie Ruffneck and I, even topics that I all bring up on shows about love and relocating for love and going through the breakups and blah, 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 blah. But this year, we're definitely going to talk about dating, relationships, successful marriages, successful relationships, when relationships don't work. Valentine's Day is coming up because love has always been a favorite topic of mine since I was a little girl. And so Valentine's Day is coming up. So we're definitely going to talk a lot about the positive sides of love also coming up in February. Anyway, it should be always a positive side of love. One of my friends, real-life friends and Facebook friends, posted a wonderful poem about love that, you know, love shouldn't hurt. You know, love's supposed to be something wonderful. I think I reshared that poem, but my longtime friend Patrick Barnes, he always posts like wonderful, inspiring poems on his Facebook page. So you all should check his page out because I love the inspirational poems and they're like little jokes and music videos and so on his page. And you all know, I'm a shout out Mr. David Harrison Levi and his love, Miss Rosie, because you all know he definitely shares and inspires and encourages others. I'm so blessed to have him in my life to encourage me and to inspire me and to, you know, to let me know that, hey, it's not too late. Don't give up on your dreams, and we should never give up on our dreams. And this is the time of the year when we really should readjust our mindsets and not let self-doubt. You know, we can talk about other people talking up. You know, like talking at us or about us or down us, but also we should listen to the way we talk to ourselves, also our self-talk. It's good to be aware of the truth in regarding our flaws or our weaknesses, but also it's not good to talk down, to belittle yourself, but to look at your good points and look at, hey, if I can stick to this, I can really accomplish this. You know, it's good to have a really, it's not just talk, it's really good to have a positive outlook and a positive perspective on situations, personally, professionally, and just whatever. But, okay, find love is number four. And the 1% was to go back to school. And, oh, I didn't say anything about five to get organized. And 4% to stop smoking. But number one was people not making resolutions, and 26 people are wanting to lose weight. But I'm agreeing with getting organized. I love to clean and organize, but one thing that I have to deal with is clutter. I put off sometimes of like articles or something or magazines or something I need to read, and magazines are like Wall Street Journals, for example, might stack up, and I need to work on decluttering like ASAP. Don't allow anything to like stack up. You know what I mean? So getting organized, and people have different ways to get organized. Whether it's on the job or at home or at the home offices or just different things. You know, in their life, so that's a popular resolution. But like I said, I had received an email just recently this morning from Diane West, and it's about being a healthier you in 2012, and it's by Chef No Shade. Diane West is connected with Home Bistro Catalog. You know, prepared meals, original soup, vibe. Prepared meals. I love that catalog. And the meals are prepared meals, healthy meals. And the chef sent out this email talking about the most popular resolutions. And this is how the email began. I thought it would be fun to republish what everyone does for New Year's resolutions. Believe it or not, our government actually keeps stats on this. Here is America's top New Year's resolutions. The number 10, and this is definitely on my list, and sometimes we're not aware we're stressful. You got to remember that. So even if you don't feel like you're stressed, it's important to get some R&R and to not just stay, not to always burn your midnight oil. You know, it's important to rest and get some R&R also, and not just overexert yourself and get a burnout. Number 10 is to reduce stress. And number 9 is to quit smoking. 8 is to quit or drink less alcohol. And 7 is to improve education. 6 is to eat right. 5, get fit. 4, get a better job. 3, save money. 2, manage debt. And 1 is to lose weight. And Chef Noshe, he also states that he was not surprised that losing weight is number 1, but was very, very surprised that 60% of the resolutions listed have to do with improving one's health, improving our health. That must mean that we are all aware of the importance of maintaining a healthier lifestyle. See, that is the focus of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports anyway, to focus on not only in entertainment and business, but on our lifestyle. And so focusing on topics like that, never run out of topics, because living life is an every second thing. And he states that, hey, we're aware of the importance of maintaining a healthier lifestyle. Hey, like I said, we are smart people. We do know that we need to live healthier lifestyles, and a lot of us do know the what avenues we need to go through. But I mean, I don't know why. Really, I don't know what happens. If we know better, why we don't do better, huh? It's not anything. It's not funny about that, but you know, like okay. But he's also, the chef discovered that 88% of our New Year's resolutions end up as failures. And I'm like, how is that? So that also allows me to understand why a lot of people don't make resolutions, because they already say, well, heck, I'm about to say the H, not heck, but H-E-L-L. I do use language sometimes, but you know, the show, I have the show rated where it's for everybody. But there will be more shows rated where, you know, that might be more adult-oriented language or whatever, not just be, to be saying something, but whatever. But I'm like, how is that? Really? But I understand now why people don't make resolutions, because it's like, okay, why waste my time making resolutions, and I know I'm not going to stick to it. And in this email, Chef Noshe included an article by a peer of his called Send Your New Year Resolutions Through by CPT personal trainer Rebecca Atticio. And her website is e-fitsolutions.com. And she talks about, I guess, easy ways and effective ways to stick to your resolutions. And she talks about just different things, and also Chef Noshe talks about different things too, that different ways and to get started and to stick to your plans. And first, like knowing your BMI index, and like I mentioned to everyone that can hear my voice here on blogtalkradio.com last week, that I had visited, that while I was doing some research for a show, I ran across Mariah Carey's advertisement for Jenny Craig. And so I logged in and joined the website. And so one of the first questions that JennyCraig.com asks you is some information so they can calculate your BMI index. So immediately my BMI index was calculated. And you know, and if you don't know what BMI index is, this is what is stated here. BMI, and one thing about it, Jillian Michaels talk about BMI a lot also. But the BMI, everybody talks about it, your doctors and everything. BMI, or body mass index, is a measurement of body fat that is determined by height and weight. And that's one thing. My goal is to have my weight perfectly matched with my height and my bone structure. A score system provides an extra BMI index number, which is then classified into four categories: underweight, normal, overweight and obese. I'm overweight. I'm a little overweight. You say more than overweight, huh? No, I'm overweight. I have been. I know how it feels to be underweight. I'm not anorexic, but I know how it feels to be right there. So it's kind of a blessing that I have learned how it feels to be overweight also. So when I get back fitting right, you know, I can, you know, it's just, because when I was thin and always working or talking or complimenting with thicker women, they'd be like, oh, I mean, I was just here every day, you're so thin, you're so skinny, you're so thin, you're so skinny. And one thing that I do like about having some meat on my bones, I don't always hear that from people now, you know. Even though some of my friends now, you know, tease me about being chubby. But, hey, in a few months, I won't be chubby anymore. But, because I'm sticking to my goals. But then also it's important to have a calorie calculator. A calorie calculator will tell you how many calories you burn per day based on important and personal variables such as your height, your weight, your age, and general activity level. It is a great tool for seeing your current break-even daily calorie intake so you can set your own personal caloric goals for weight loss. And another thing that is very important are your exercise choices. Everyone knows exercise improves your health. The more calories you burn, the more calories you can eat. Or if you reduce your calorie intake, the faster you will lose weight. This will help you come up with a varied exercise plan that you can stick to and maybe even enjoy. So like I said, visit her website and visit Diane Wise and see more about what the chef is talking about. These three tools are a great story to any new healthy lifestyle change, and he thinks that people may forget a New Year's resolution is a gradual and annual change to get from where you are now to where you want to be. But if you happen to be off to a great start on your resolutions, great. If not, why not take the first step in taking a closer look at where you are right now? You know, think current, think present. Because I think that's where a lot of us get off track. We think about where we want to get, and then sometimes that thought gets kind of hard. And it looks like it's like self-defeating. So think in present time, where you are now. And then think about where you want to be at the end of the year. And then that's when he goes into talking about his peer, Rebecca, about her article, Send Your New Year Resolutions Through. And her article begins with hoping to make and keep a New Year's resolution. Make sure to plan ahead to be successful. And while many people out there are truly looking up on the new year as their opportunity to commit, too often their efforts end in defeat. It's not that they plan to fail, it's that they fail to plan. And that is something, if you all visit my Facebook page, the one connected to my Blog Talk Radio show, in my info, my bio, I talk about one of my former instructors from Hines Community College, one of my fashion instructors. And she always used to just drill into our heads, like on a daily basis, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You know, you always got to have a plan. You always, regardless of what it is in your life, you always must have a plan. So Rebecca states that dealing with your resolutions is not that they plan to fail, it's that they fail to plan. So if you fail to plan, you're obviously... It's like luck if you do succeed. So in order to really keep this New Year's resolution, here are five easy-to-do, surefire ways that can help anyone meet their personal goals. And she said, number one, make a 30-day challenge. At least say you'll try, you know, try for 30 days. See, that's thinking more in the present instead of thinking 12 months. You know, think January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Think 30 days. At least say you try for 30 days. In your mind, it's easy to digest, right? You can do that. The trick is that after 30 days, the habit will be set into you, and then it will be easy to keep going. And that's the advice that Rebecca, CPT, advises and shares. And also to keep a journal. A great way to stay committed is to keep a little resolution journal. At the end of the night, note your progress for the day and what your goals are for the next day. Planning like this gives you a clear guide to success. Last December, I began documenting in a journal. My intention was to document daily, but I document consistently, but definitely not daily. So I hope I can get more on a daily basis and a weekly basis than what I have been doing. But, you know, wow, that's something too, because you really had to that's really digging into your psyche when you keep a journal and you're really being honest with yourself. You know, like I said a couple weeks ago, you know, 2012 is the year that I'm showing the nakedness of my being. And, you know, when you keep a journal and you really want to help yourself and then also at the same time helping others, you definitely have to be honest with what you're documenting in your journal to get the best results and your goals. This is me talking. So don't give up when you slip up. This is another point that Rebecca makes. And, yes, you will fall off the wagon. The trick is to get back on quickly. Don't risk losing all the hard work you've done so far. Acknowledge you messed up and move forward fast before you can allow yourself to justify failing. And always be realistic. And that's something that I talk about. And I've talked about an eating health plan before that I have been accustomed to for the past 20-plus years, though, from that I learned in fashion modeling classes in high school, community college, and just from my experience and work experience and just being a beauty expert. And I'll share that again also, and it's on my Facebook page and my note areas also, about the type, what times, or how many meals to eat and how many snacks, and items that you should always have on hand when trying to manage your weight. You know, we're all not trying to gain weight or lose weight. Sometimes managing our weight properly is what's important. Just maintaining. Maintenance is important. You know, you slip up on maintenance, you can either lose too much weight or gain too much weight. So it's just important to manage your weight properly. But be realistic. If you get unrealistic goals, you know, grandioso goals, you won't achieve them. You'll get upset and you'll give up. Be realistic. That's what I'm talking about. You have to be very honest. And honest, that's real when you're honest. Set goals you can achieve. Take one small step a day. By the end of next year, you realize you've come pretty darn far. Yeah, you're farther than where you have been, you know? Really. Believe that. One at a time. Don't try and bite off more than you can chew. Shedding pounds is the most popular resolution. If that's going to be yours, great, but that's a lifestyle change, which is a big thing. So until you are well and truly underway, don't add another resolution to your list. So many people give up on their resolution so quickly, and that's a great shame. Stick to yours and see it through. Make 2012 a life-changing year. You'll be glad you did. And again, this is an email that I literally just received this morning. A couple hours ago, and like I said, it's from Chef Noshae at DineWise.com. You can email him that way to get more information. And and some of the information I just shared was from his peer, Rebecca, at Tennessee, CPT, Certified Personal Trainer, member of DineWise Advisory Board, and frequent contributor to the weekly newsletters. And her website is e-fitsolutions.com. So, you know, you really want to, like, get more information from them again. And a home bistro, Kellogg prepared meals, very awesome. Kellogg, awesome meals, dinners and desserts and so on. But I found that very interesting. So I hope you did, too. I try not to bore you, but I like to share information. And like I said, I like you to be happier, you know, just maintain your happiness. I don't want to bring you down when you spend a little time with me on most mornings and doing special shows. And also I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Like I said this morning, I thought I had my switchboard on, and I've been having an awesome time with my T-Mobile, 4G mobile hotspot. That's right. I have to plug my favorite cell phone provider, T-Mobile, because I've been having a blast with my MyTouch, and I have a T-Mobile 4G mobile hotspot, and that they sent with my MyTouch. But with that hotspot, you can like hook up your hook up five devices. You can have your cell phones and your laptops and whatever, just, you know, working. But I've been having a blast with that. But like I said, I decided, oh, let me scan for viruses. And my first thought was like, wait till after the show. So I guess some kind of way I got knocked offline. So that's why I don't have my switchboard open, because I was looking forward to taking some calls and also chatting with you all. I want to know what resolutions my friends in Blog Talk Radio land are making or deciding not to make again because you're tired of failing. But, yeah, try the 30-day thing. Let's take those little steps. I'm going to try little steps also. You know, I do my best to try little steps anyway, but we definitely want to live happier and healthier lives this year in 2012. And there's so much, you all know I want to talk about sports also. There's so much going on, so time is about to run out. But when's the show we're going to talk? Today we're pretty much talking about resolutions and setting goals and just the way we're looking at 2012 in a very positive and optimistic way. Wednesday is about, since losing weight is like number one, like everywhere on all surveys, and even, like I said, the information that the chef shared is information from the government that living a healthier lifestyle is like dominant of the list of resolutions. So Wednesday is about, you know, pretty much that right there, focusing on resolutions like living healthier. Friday, it's like sports day Friday. And so we're gonna really go in depth of talking about the playoffs. The regular season just ended, and shout out to all the winners. The New Orleans Saints, who that nation? Love you guys. Love my Cowboys, but their season is over. And before I got on air, I was listening to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. You can follow them at TJM Show. And they just reported that Mr. Tom is back. So I'm glad you're back, Mr. Tom. And shout out to, you know, to J. Anthony Brown, Sybil, and everybody. But Tom had just reported that the Cowboys are not considered America's team anymore, that the Packers are. Unbelievable. I can't imagine the Cowboys not being America's team. I mean, I think the Packers are awesome, but it just seems like the Cowboys is just America's team, like America's pie, and baseball is American, you know? The time is running out. I have about 80 seconds left. So I think I'm going to go overtime. So the show is going to stop live streaming in about 60 seconds. I'm going to go over about 5 or 10 minutes because I do want to talk about a little bit about sports and also plug a few things going on. Like, don't miss Rodney Perry Live today right here exclusively on blogtalkradio.com because he will be talking to my baby's daddy. I'm just joking. I know ABS might be listening, but I'm just joking. But he'll be talking with Al, be sure. And so they're going to be taking calls, I believe. So that's going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. my time, Central Standard Time. But check out that show. Blog Talk Radio has so many awesome shows. So what's up? Just enjoy the first week of the new year and the whole year. And a happy birthday to my cousin Michael L. Smith, also in Atlanta, Georgia. And happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating a birthday, that are celebrating a birthday this past weekend and celebrating right now and this week, because a lot of birthdays going around. And but the show will stop live streaming in just a few seconds. But you can listen by calling call-in number at 714-409-0614, and you can listen to the show in its entirety at my profile, Culture Shock Entertainment Report's profile, at blogtalkradio.com/ Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT, either space or hyphen Beth, BETH, okay? So I thank you so much for spending time with me, and I'm looking forward to chatting and talking with you all on the phone. And thank you for all the information that you've been sharing. Okay, so the show should stop live streaming, like, right now. And I'm just amazed. Next Saturday, Saints will be playing Detroit in New Orleans, right? And then the Bengals are playing Houston next weekend. And what? We have the Giants are playing the Falcons. And we have the Steelers playing Denver, huh? I'm just throwing these out here. You know, but like, hey, we're just talking about some like what's been happening over the weekend with the NFL. I can't believe the regular season's over now. Now we're doing at playoffs. This is just amazing. I mean, what we were going through, wondering if we were going to have an NFL season or not. It's just so amazing that we just completed our 17th week, and now we're in the playoffs. And I'm just very excited. I'm just excited for the Pro Bowl to be coming up, and for the we're in bowl season right now, and Pro Bowl coming up, and then Super Bowl on February 5th in Indianapolis, Madonna performing halftime. I think this is just so awesome. I'm very, very excited, and the NBA really is going through exciting times also, huh? I'm glad the Mavs, you know, pretty much back to normal, and congratulations to LeBron James and his longtime love, Savannah. I hear that he's going to put a ring on it this past weekend, an engagement ring. So congratulations to one of my favorite NBA players and his lovely, lovely fiance, Savannah. And he also celebrated a birthday also, I think, like this past Friday. So congrats to them. I think that's pretty cool that they're engaged. Congrats. I wish you all many happy years together. But you all know we'll be talking politics on the next show also, with the Iowa caucuses going on, and a vote will be going on Tuesday concerning that. So we'll talk a little bit politics. I know this is a non-political show, but politics involve our lifestyle, and I am a political enthusiast, but, you know, if this show is a political show, oh, my God, you know, so it's fun when it comes to, informative when it comes to politics, but, you know, politics is everyday life, and it affects our lifestyle, it's part of our life, and it is entertaining. Sad to say that it is entertaining, but it is entertaining. Politics definitely keeps my attention. It has always kept my attention since I was a little girl. And it just amazes me. And so we have to do our part because we are the people. We the people must do our part and must do our best to be as informed as we can, not only about regarding the candidates that we support and that we campaign for, but it's important to know about all candidates. I don't know everything about all candidates, but I do strive to know things. And I try my best to decipher what I do believe is true and what is not true. You know, and to remember that we are humans. Politicians, just like other celebrities, are human beings. And, you know, they bleed red blood just like all of us. All are human, regardless of what our occupations are, regardless of what we do in the community, or regardless of the successes or failures that we experience. We all are human beings. You know, no one is better or lesser than anyone else. You know, that's something that I've always been aware of since I was a little girl. But sometimes it seems like we treat each other as if they're different, you know. But I thank you so much for spending time with me. And when is Beyonce having that baby? I've just been on baby alert and waiting to hear baby news. So, you know, keep me in the know regarding that also. But thank you so much, artists and fellow business professionals who send and share info with me and network with me. And thank you so much for your New Year's wishes and blessings and the conversations that we have been sharing, the chats, the emails, the comments that have been made, and so on. And I'm looking forward to many of you being guests and being guest co-hosts on future episodes of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay? So, Wednesday, I hope that I will be able to speak with those of you that call in to speak and not to just listen, and also chat with me in the chat room during the live broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, which airs at 5:30. And I don't know if you all have noticed, but I'm pretty much on a schedule of every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the daily weekdays. And in the month of February, I'm going to upgrade for a month. If it works out, we'll stick to it, where the show will extend to like 2 hours, and you can also Skype talk, and also the show will air like during prime time. But I love early morning shows. So, you know, I don't know. Prime time, you know, prime time might be like specials or whatever. It's something about early morning. I love early morning shows. I like late night shows, but just early morning, fresh and getting topics out, you know. But your feedback is what is important. So tell me what you like. Also, and I keep telling you what I like. Okay. So thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Remember to create a listener profile so you can interact with not only Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but other shows like Rodney Perry, Live, Sexy India, Brian Cuban Show, just other popular shows. And there's just so many amazing shows on Blog Talk Radio from any niche market or mainstream topic that you can name. So it's just amazing. So just thank you, and God bless. And let's do our best to be supportive of each other regarding our goals and sticking to our goals. Let's make it happen in 2012, and let's just rock it out, okay? Thank you so much. I love you, and thank you so much for your feedback and support. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Death.